work jointly on finding locations of mortal remains of missing persons. The agreement includes provisions that the parties to the agreement should provide access to the detected location where remains have been found. Concretely, if such a location has been found in Bosnia and Herzegovina, it means that the other party to the agreement can be invited and can participate in the proceedings as an observer or in any other way that's been prescribed by legislation, so that the other party can have access to all relevant information regarding exhumation and mortal remains related information. So in the context of this agreement, the mutual support and the information exchange are regulated between the Bosnian and the Serbian parties in the context of exchange of information about the number of persons and the persons who are being sought in the territory of either of two parties. The same goes with the other countries like Croatia and Montenegro, because enforced disappearances happened in the territories of other countries as well. Although we have to admit that prior to the conclusion of those agreements, we had similar contacts. But the agreement itself is a good mechanism to regulate mutual relations and responsibilities between the two neighboring countries. We also owe you an answer about emergency situations and derogation of human rights, whether it is possible to derogate human rights in specific circumstances. In legislation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, derogation of human rights or imposing measures beyond the contents of the European Convention on Human Rights imply legal and lawful decisions by relevant and responsible bodies with full explanation and reasoning of such a decision. Every level of government, individually or collectively, have to act in accordance with the law and pass necessary decisions explaining why certain human right has been derogated. In this case, we speak mainly about the detention situation that are strictly regulated by legislation, and it is not possible to derogate rules related to that situation. So our law does not provide for such a practice. Thank you, Saliha. Distinguished Chair, our delegation responded to the questions asked during the previous session.